Baby Love by Thespia Rose. Little Hooves. Hitch and Sunny Trailblazer have been married for a moon, and they were both very happy. But as time passed, they both felt that there was something missing. They agreed that they were ready to start a family.
I hope our child will be as wonderful as you, Sunny.
And have your courage, Hitch.
I love you.
I love you too.
Some weeks later, Sunny was feeling unwell.
I have to get you to the doctor, Sunny.
Okay, Hitch.
They arrived at the doctor.
Tell me, Mr. Trailblazer, what happened?
I've been sick all morning.
Is that all?
No, I've been craving cupcakes and getting more sleep than usual.
I see.
The doctor went to take some test samples.
Sunny, I'm sure you'll be fine.
You're right, Hitch.
The doctor came in.
Mrs. Trailblazer, congratulations. You're pregnant.
Sunny and Hitch were truly surprised. They embraced. They made the announcement to Izzy, Pip, and Zip that afternoon.
What do you think the baby will look like, Sunny?
Probably a mix of the both of us. I wonder if it will be a boy or a girl. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I can't believe that we're actually having a baby. I love you so much.
I love you too.
Hitch and Sunny gave each other a passionate kiss. Hitch gave Sunny's belly a kiss as well. Of course, every pregnancy has ups and downs. And yet Hitch had always remained strong and patient. Izzy, Pip, and Zip also helped in any way they can. What will they have done without their friends? Hitch read all the books about baby preparation and childbirth, while Izzy made things for the baby. Pip and Zip made the crib. Sunny kept her hooves on the ground. At about 6 months into the pregnancy, the ponies planned a surprise baby shower for Sunny, led by Hitch. Sunny was told to come by the tea room in Bridalwood Forest for a reunion. She went inside.
Surprise!
Oh, wow!
For you, Sunny.
A baby shower?
Every pony had a wonderful time, and all the presents included the little things Izzy made and the crib Pip and Zip made. They also painted the baby's room lavender due to the fact that they don't know if the baby was a boy or a girl. Plus, lavender is Sunny's sparkle. Hitch loved to feel the baby kick and listen to its heartbeat, and also sang to it every night. Sunny wished her father was here to enjoy this moment. He would have become a wonderful grandfather. That night, Sunny couldn't sleep. Hitch worried.
Sunny, you okay?
Hitch, I miss Dad. I wish he was here to see the baby. He would have...
Sunny, I know that if he were here, he would be happy that you and I are married and about to have a baby.
I wish he was here to walk me down the aisle on our wedding day.
Me too. He would have loved to see how beautiful you were that day. And you're still very beautiful now. You glow like you horn. Try to get some sleep. I love you.
I love you too.
Sunny and Hitch gave each other a kiss. Hitch kissed Sunny's swollen belly. 2 months passed. Sunny was due to give birth any day now. Hitch took a paternity leave to help Sunny prepare for the baby. Izzy, Pip, and Zip helped as well. While Hitch was out on a walk, Sunny was reading a book. The same book her father gave her. She can still hardly believe that she helped the Earth ponies, Pegasus ponies, and unicorns to reunite after so many moons from the days of Twilight Sparkle, and now that she was an alicorn. She wondered what the baby would look like. An alicorn like her, or an Earth pony like Hitch? Sunny felt something sharp. She thought it was a knife, but it turned out to be a contraction.
Oh no! No, 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 no! Not now! Hitch!
Sunny?
The baby's coming!
What? Now? Just breathe, okay, Sunny? We can get you to the hospital.
Hitch, I won't make it!
Then we'll have to deliver the baby here, together!
While Izzy, Pip, and Zip waited outside the lighthouse, Hitch was helping Sunny deliver the baby safely. It took about 8 hours.
Okay, Sunny, one big push.
The sounds of a healthy baby can be heard all through the lighthouse.
It's a girl.
Hitch wrapped his newborn daughter in the pink blanket that Izzy made. The baby had the same hair as her mother and the same eyes as her father. She was an earth pony.
She's so beautiful. You did great, Sunny.
You too. What should we name her?
Twilight Trailblazer.
I like it.
Hitch and Sunny cried tears of joy at their newborn daughter. They gave each other a kiss and gently kissed Twilight's head. Hitch went outside.
It's a girl.
Izzy, Pip, and Zip were very happy. They saw Twilight. They thought that she was the most beautiful baby they had ever seen. More ponies came to see the baby and they thought the same thing. Hitch and Sunny looked at a picture of Sunny's father.
Dad, meet your granddaughter, Twilight Trailblazer.
You would have loved her as much as we do. Now stay and rest, you two. You both had a busy day.
Hitch gave his wife and daughter a kiss. Sunny rested for a few days, feeding Twilight. Hitch took some time off to help. Twilight Trailblazer was very well loved. Her parents taught her about friendship and love. They also taught her to be grateful for what she had. Twilight, at a month old, took her first steps towards her father. Hitch picked her up and hugged her. At about 2 months later, Twilight was making funny noises. She was trying to say something.
Dada! Dada!
Twilight, you can talk. I'm your first word.
Good job, Twilight. Mama! Oh my gosh!
Hitch and Sunny knew that one day, Twilight will grow up to spread the magic of friendship throughout Equestria.
Hello, everyponians, this is one again. This is once again Common Time with Visual Ponyant. Yes, I leave these bloopers in here because this is Common Time, and Common Time is always completely unedited. You hear all of my bloopers. Okay, through the links down in the description, you can help support Pony and Wolf Productions and help keep the lights on, because they are actually in danger of going out. Okay, let me get into this story. Once again, a story I didn't preview. I only read like the first paragraph and had a look because I just liked the idea of them having a kid, and I kind of would like them together, but then again, I think maybe Hitch and Pip would be a better fit. I don't know. I don't know yet. We have to see more of those characters. The way it's written is more like a chat log, which is a bit weird, and if it was a little bit more fleshed out, and also there are a few grammar mistakes here in terms of current time and past tense, you know, present tense, past tense, all that nice stuff. So I definitely would flesh this out a little more if I was the author, but then again, I am not. Thespia Rose is the author, and this person did a really good job at making me squee. Seriously, I had to like stop and be like, oh, that's so cute. Especially at Zip and Pip making the crib. You know, that rhymes. Zip and Pip making the crib. I love it. Anyhow, I hope this story finds you well in body and mind, and that we will see each other in the next video.